Okay, so up to Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Gemara, and we continue from Omer Rabbi Zera. Now, Rabbi Zera says that there is an additional naskamina between the two approaches of Rabbi Law B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan and Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Remember that the Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said it has nothing to do with how you sell, it has to do with whether kids come into the store. And therefore, wherever there's a chashash, we take notice of it. If you're a retailer, so then you're going to have to be the one that takes off the meiser. Whereas the Rabbi Law explains with the Yochanan, as it's being dependent on your profit margin. So therefore, says Rabbi Zera, there's also a difference between them in terms of cheshbon schar b'nehem. Let's say madad lo sa'ar le'inyin ravin. Let's say that the way that you measured the saw was the same way that you would have measured ravin, meaning you did not give any of that extra yiddisha, the extra little bit that you put on top of the saw, and you handle it the way you would have sold ravin. So in that case, the mocher is mistaker, and if the mocher is mistaker, then of course, if you hold that the issue is the sahar, then he's the one that's going to be mafrish, or mocher mafrish, or vice versa. He may be normally selling in Riva'im, he may be selling like a chenveni, but if he sells Riva'im li'in sa'ah, then halokeach mistaker, halokeach mafrish. If you say it's really a function of profit margins, then it would be a function of the way that you actually sold it, which of course is totally different than the approach of Chavraya. Continues the Helaker Halacha. Rabbi Meir Omer, et shadarko limdod. Rabbi Meir Omer, et shadarko limdod bedaka umadu begatsa. Kseila daka legatsa. Now, remember that we really have two gear souls here. One that has this the way it is, one has it inverted. That's Tzela Gatsala Daka. So the Rambam has it inverted. And we saw before that we had two discussions about that it's Asik Rebbe Meir. We said which Rebbe Meir. We mentioned this Mishnah. So we'll take the years that we have over here, Tzela Dakala Gatsa, and that if you normally sell the Daka, and now you're going to sell at this particular time the Gatsa, and then it doesn't matter. We're not going to be, since normally he sells the Daka, we're not going to be Machayev. The Tzela Daka Lagasa, we go according to the way in which you're selling it right now. You're selling it Gasa, you might as well be a Sikonetan. At Shadaka Lendoja Gasa, Madadu Bidaka, Tzela Gasa Lendaka, but vice versa, we would say that the Tzela Gasa Lendaka, and therefore you would pay, you're the one, since you normally sell it that way. So it's both, even though in this particular case, you did it this way. Hey, Zohi Mida Gasa, what actually defines Gasa? Well, if you're dealing with dry measure, Shlosha Kavim. Yavesh is Shlosha Kavim, that would be a Kav is about 2 liters, maybe about 6 liters. Balach, this is very strange, because Balach, the amount that's offered here, is dinar, which is because of monetary valuation rather than size. With Reb Yossi Omer, Saleh Te'inim V'Saleh Yaravim V'Kupot Shol Yerek Kol Zman Shemokran Achsara Patur. If you're selling baskets and you don't actually measure, it's a basket, you know, weigh them, you know, measure them exactly, the erech. If you're selling the erech, then you're patur from meiser, because it's again, the same would be the equivalent of saying to God, seller, the equivalent of Gaza. So we're always going to have to estimate low.
So that's like
the same way that we do Shnei. No, this is going to be my view. I'll die to the high time, not your Yavesh, lo not Mishirli La. The way that our Mishnah has it, we give a shiur for Yavesh, because we talked about Shlosh HaKavim, and we did not give any shear for lach. On the other hand, natnu damin lach, we did assign a value of a dinner for wet measure, liquid measure. Lo natnu damin liyavesh, we didn't mention any kind of evaluation when it came to dry measure. But we have, in the brayse of Rabbi Chiya, something Rabbi Chiya is the exact opposite. We have, Rabbi Chiya said, a hin would be midah gasa, and minahin lamatan, of the Amida Dhaka. So he was talking about a hin, and a hin is a Amida Salah. He's talking about liquid measure. Liquid measure of a hin is considered to be Amida Gata for liquid. And then he said, Taman Amida Dhaka, Taman was a coin, and Amida Taman Vilamala Amida Gata. So that coin is the equivalent of Amida Gata. And obviously here referring to Yavesh, the dry measure, because he already gave us the liquid measure, which means Abaita the hiding time. According to that Raita, it's the opposite. Not Lushir the lock, but not Lushir the Yavesh. We gave an actual value for the volume when it came to liquid measure, but not the dry measure. And not the Damim Yavesh, we gave the value of the Taman for dry measure, but not the Damim the lock. So they take different approaches, the Mishnah and the Braita. It was basically, this whole din is a Tanai Bezdin. So at this point, the Gemara figures that it means that, well, whenever you're taking off Tanai, it's a Tanai Bezdin. Trumas Meister, the seller pays. Meister Sheni, the buyer takes off. Now, what are we talking about? Manan Kayamin. What case are you referring to? In the Midadaka, I understand, we never said that before. We said when we're talking about Demai, if you sell the Midadaka, so then Hova Mokhe Mesekhe Mokhe Mafish. He said, if you're selling in small amounts, I mean, even it has to do, I mean, it might be the other Pshat, the Havraya, you know, because the kid's coming in, but, I mean, even the Pshat about Sakhar, it said that the Mokhe has to be Mafish. If you're talking about Midadaka, Hova Lokeach Mesekhe Lokeach Mafish, we never made a difference between Trumas Meiser and Meiser Sheni. I mean, that had to do with the Nachtomim, where we had over there pressure from the government and things like that, or things with Yochanan, because it was a problem of the Tuma, whether people were going to be Mafish with Tyra. Yeah, it's very unique cases. You want to hear, you're telling me that, what, there's a din sum in selling to my, all of a sudden you put a new criteria we never heard of before. I'm going to be bombarded. Yeah, no. We're not talking about Dmai at all over here. We're talking about over here where, I know if you're wrong, it would be a Amida Gata. But where your plucker is obviously a Amida Gata when you're dealing with Dmai. Here we're talking about a guy who brings in his own food. Now he's selling Vadai. So there we're selling that, they were saying it's a Snide Besant, that you are responsible for the more chomer things, the Trumas Meiser. And when it comes to Meiser Sheni, if you're selling, you inform the buyer that he's got a problem with Meiser Sheni. Huh? So there's the Lokeach with Mafish. Hamrab Yossi, Chasiru Temer Shalomi Akam. So we can be talking about a case where you're not selling from your own Tua. And you're talking about you did indeed buy it from other people and it's mine. And we're talking about even in a case where you were selling Amida Dhaka, and therefore you should be the one that's responsible. But the point over here is where he says, "Omer b'da'ato nitkan." Where do they say that the mocher is mafish, he's making a lot of money, in places where he's going to be machshil a buyer, right? And because maybe the guy comes in and assumes that if he's selling it as makolot, it's kosher, and therefore. That's the norm. That we make a halakha in order to avoid people making that assumption, right? So we said over there, okay, so we're not worried about that assumption where you're selling the Amida Gata or the Chabraya. It's because of the Tinoket. Over here it's talking about that a guy puts up a big sign in his store and he says, Peros are not Meiser. Now all we're worrying about is, okay, so who deducts the money? When it comes to the question of the day moment, who's responsible for this? I mean, is this considered to be cheating, or he's got to sign up, but that's in terms of the Meister. Does he have to adjust the price or not? Remember, we don't allow. Here we're saying that Tanai Bezdin, Afal Pikin, Amrlo, Tanai Bezdin, who should pay me through my master, Michel Mocher, the Bezdin's made it back on a stores have to handle the cost of Trumas Meiser. That's all. And that's up to you. Meiser Sheni, the other guy can take himself. He can take through Shalayim, fine. If the guy wants to go in and buy it like that, he can. Meiser Sheni, Michel Lokeach, that's up to him.
Not that they have to pay.
Right. And it was here at Snide Desmond in terms of cost control.
And that's not
going to
be a
mafia. Now, if you have a big sign, it's not mafia. At least that's what he's saying. Obviously, we rejected that. Yeah, we rejected that until now.
It's 75 cents a pound right now without money to pay. But if you want me to take my job, it's 95 cents a pound.
Bezdin controls prices. Okay, so that's he thinks it's nothing to do with that money. It simply has to do with the idea of who has to bear cost.
And Bezdin can then force them to settle at that price and use the difference, or.
Or take off the mic himself if he wants. I mean, they always do that. Doesn't always have to be fine. They send out people all the time. That's right. That's not CHR. So don't. Close your store. That's not going to avoid that God shouting. You want people to lift prices. Rabbi Elazar B'Shem Rabosha says, Tznai Bezdin. Another example of this. We have a Tznai Bezdin. That the chelav is mishal of haba, and the gid hanasha is mishal of rokeach. That the responsibility of a butcher who's selling is to do the nikur of the chelav, and that'll be on his bill. And the nikur of the gid hanasha is on the buyer's account. No, because of that, it boils down to the meister who's doing it, because he's not going to pay you to do it, right? So the end result is that he'll do it. Huh?
So even if it's covering the meat you're taking off and the stuff,
it's also the cost of the new course.
The actual time.
Yeah, it's expensive. So, but Hinig Rabbi Abu Kesarin, Rabbi Abu was manning in Kesarinia that the storekeeper doesn't take responsibility for either. Why? Because in having him take responsibility, he did a crummy job. So obviously he's going to buy the worst no care that he can, but the cheapest money. Do a lousy job on the tailor. And because of that, the gain, the oven, marbin, actually should say matkin, so they grow up, tabut. So he should be mitaher, meaning he didn't mitaken it well, tabut. So therefore, he said it's kedai, let the buyer lose, but at least let him eat kasher. Hadron alas elu devarim. One is allowed to feed the mai to anim, or to feed guests. Now we'll see what kind of guests we're talking about. Now, in the way that the Bavli always assumes that we should understand this is that the anim therefore have a right to eat the mai. So you can feed them the mai. And the reason you can feed an Aksanari is because the Aksanari, under these circumstances, is equivalent to an onion. He's going to place the place, the canyon, so he can eat the mai too.
You can eat it.
Rishami doesn't hold that. According to the Babas, as part of the original Takana, we weren't Machayev HaFresh as much. From the Mises, as a Sam Chumar B'Alma, or a Niyam or suggest. People are utilizing this to do mitzvah. Forget about it. But we'll see in the Yerushalmi that's for sure not true. Now, there's a machlok, it's precisely what it does mean, as we'll see in a minute. Rabbi Gamliel, I am asking as a pralim to mine. And Rabbi Gamliel would even feed pralim, but this is referring not, obviously not to the whole discussion, not to the pralim that he owed a meal to, because you're certainly not allowed to pay. Yeah, you're not allowed to pay your own the cost from the mat. But this was a meal that was given to some. Once you're already like, let me give you supper before you leave, even though that wasn't part of the deal, I gave you one shoda. Now, when it comes to collecting tzedakah, I mean, some of these people that are giving tzedakah are going to be collecting from people that are nicer. Others are going to be collecting from people that don't like. So Gabei Tzedakah says Beit Shammai, Notvim et ha-muusar l'sheinu ma'aser, v'sheinu muusar l'kein ma'aser. So what you do is you take the payroll that were muusarim, you go give those to the people that wouldn't ma'aser on their own, or amara. the perils that are not Mu'sarim, you give that to people who would be Mu'sarim on their own. Nimtzu'u, kol adam lochmim mitutanim. This way everybody eats ochel mitutanim. So since we're dealing with gaba'im, gaba'im is a different situation. With gaba'im, we want to make sure that it's done right, and therefore we don't give it, we make sure that everybody gets the right thing. No. So we throw the whole thing into a common kitty. And you don't give, you know, we don't know what we're giving you. It's mine. We have no idea if it was mitukan or not. If the person who wants to eat it wants to eat mitukan, then let's let him go ahead and be mitakan. Our Mishnah that says Machilim Etanim Dmai is only because you can rely on them to be Metakein themselves. So therefore they know when they're getting Tzedakah, they're getting Tzedakah that is not Metukan, and okay, all that we did was we were Mekel, and he was a Chaber, who normally if you're going to sell, you can't even sell, even if you know the person you're selling to is a Chaber, without taking it off yourself. But over here, because of the Tzedakah, we were Mekel, but the Aniyim themselves, of course, have to be Mavish Dabai, not like the Baba. In which case, if you would be giving out Tzedakah to Nama Aret, Chas V'Shalom, you can't go ahead and give to an Nama Aret something that's not Mitzukan, for sure not. So, okay, when it comes to, if this is the question, then it's very understandable why Beit Shammai indeed says, make sure that you give it right, because that's what the other thing. The other thing, you can never give Dmai to an Amora, which is what Beit Shammai says. Gaboyim should give out separately. And you'd have to say that if that's the case, then the Chachonim would be particularly Mekel, because it's Gaboyim, not individual. It's a different thing because they've got 100 aniyim on their heads and so on. So that's a unique case. If you're talking about achsanayim, so then the meaning of achsanayim would, in fact, if the achsanayim themselves have to take off the gemai, so then the meaning of an achsanayim is like Rabbi Yeshua. That's the case. Tell me, Mike, Rabbi Yeshua, Shalach et Rabbi Yochanan and Zaka, the Vor Chayil, Vayu Otan Bnei Ayarot, maybe Inlan Pelot. And Rabbi Yeshua said, well, the question whether they have to take off mice or not depends on im lanukan. Im lanukan chayav enu la'aser, milav enu chayav enu la'aser. The question is whether we're talking about people that are passing through, that's an achsanai, regular people. And that doesn't mean achsanai, with the other meaning of achsanai, but they're soldiers. That's the question of achsanai. We'll talk about it in a minute. So here it means real achsanayim, and the difference in defining whether it's an achsanayim is whether they sleep over. So if they sleep over, then the parents are kuim. And if not, it's considered to be achilas arai. They were never raya pnei abayim. And achilas arai is not mechuyev in ma'aser anyway. So that would be the only way to understand it. Because according to Rabbi Yonah, the chiyev of ma'aser is not everybody equally the same. We weren't mekel when it comes to dmai at all. Except in the handing out of the dmai. Yeah, because it's not kavua. This is in the case of chayav, and it is kavua. Because it's now kavua.
It doesn't matter whether I'm staying over, not just whether they're staying over.
Yeah, because I can't give dmai to an amaret. So if they're eating only achilas arai, it would be like somebody passing through a field.
Yeah, but
you just say no offer. I mean, I don't know either way. I don't know whether it makes a difference. Rabbi Yossi, oh man, Rabbi Yossi says no. The Mishnah thing, even on the Amaret, is that thing you have to give to an Amaret taking off mice for yourself? You can even give the mice to an Amaret because it's obvious. In Amaret, Asad Amir Chaveri. You're telling me the only way that you are allowed to give Dmai is to a father who's an Ani that you know is going to take off Meiser. Who the heck is going to give Tzedakah to Ami Aret? I should give to Ami Aret where it's going to cost me 10% extra? Why should I give it to an artist? Why have a chance of getting a tax reduction? So obviously I'll give it to the guy who's got a tax number. The recorder essentially has a tax number. That's what's telling me. So that means you're gonna be null delicate on the artist. You're gonna see to it that these guys don't get tzedaka. So therefore it's impossible to learn that the Mishnah is telling me you have to still make sure that the mitzvah is taken. Now according to this, by the kind of Yossi lost some yeah. What then is, how does he understand? He says that the notnim laksanai the mai. I mean, there's certainly no svara to say the ilas belas is now sanai. When the guy comes to your house and you're going to say, oh, you're an amaris, I'm sorry, I don't know, I mean, come on. That's crazy. I mean, somebody has a guest in his house, he gets there. It's like stopping the doctor, I mean, I don't know whether you're maksan and trumas and maitu. So over there, there's no such svara. So obviously you can't give it then to an aksanai who's an amaris. So how is he going to understand them? So in what sense is it mutter to give to an Ashkenazi out of the mind? No, he learns something completely different. That's Gahara the Tani, Hajarim Imachem, the Rabbah of Ashkenazi. They're saying, Ashkenazi in this case refers to Goyim. So we said, that Hajarim Imachem is referring to Shemitah. But it's the same idea. It's the same way that you say you're allowed to give the parish meter to Goyim, you too, if you have an aksanya, meaning that the government is forcing you to barrack their soldiers. And then it comes to us that even though you're being, so to speak, koreach over with mei meiser, the chachamim were meikil in this case, that we don't view that as koreach hol. It's viewed as rape and pillage, essentially. And then they want to come and force you to barrack soldiers. You can use my.
And what's
obviously,
the problem
is
not being
led to the... No, they're going.
Right.
Who cares? They're going. No, you can't. That is, you're not allowed to be Poreyaho. That would be, that's already taken advantage of your right. But we're not going to be Muslim on demand. I owe money to taxes, essentially. So to speak. To barrack the soldiers. So fine, I can't use Vadai for that, but I can use Tamai for that.
Well,
and then make a Takonah. How can I take something that belongs to the Kohen and it'll be in the camera? Yeah, of course I can't take that. So, I mean, it comes out of tremendous nafkanina. I mean, so now, because when the black says, Tariq Rodia, you have to let the guy know that it's not Meister. Now, okay, so it was the other, and according to Yonah said you're never allowed to feed an Amoret. So he says you have to let him know. So then that means if you have Aniyim that are Chaverim, then all you have to do is let them know, and we're being made on you, that it's okay to allow Tamai out of your hands because the guy you can rely on is going to be Meistering you. But you can't do that when I'm Amoret because you can't rely on his Meistering you. That's how Rabbi Yonah understood the circuit. Masnisa, Baniye, Chaverim.
Okay. Okay. So the Kohen, if I gave this over to them,
and
you just left
from
the Aviyim or from
whoever. You don't collect. It has to give, but no Kohen has a right to collect.
So then how can we force this guy to give? That's what I think I
guess
from
my. He's a Kohen.
So we told him, this is it, if he wants to give it, he gives it. If he doesn't, that's, you know, it's not, I don't know. The Kohanim have a right to collect it, or he has a hope to give it. So why is it my responsibility? What else is
there? Are you serious? We've just been dealing with the dinam of Kaverim all along, that a cover is chayav to take off the mind.
That's his coat.
Exactly.
That's not my coat.
Who are you?
I'm the one who gave it to the cover.
Gave it to the cover? We're talking about the cover giving it to an ani. Who? What? Gave it to a cover? A cover has the mind. He took it from an amaret, whatever, right? Can he give it to an ani? Well, what's the problem? Yes or no?
You're saying that I have the responsibility to take it.
Who are you now?
I'm the hover, I guess.
Now you're the hover, okay.
I'm the hover. I have the responsibility to take it off. I don't want to take it off.
So then you're not a hover. You don't want to take it off. I don't know what you're talking about. There's a chiyuv of a hover. A hover, ma'aser shulokel, ma'aser shulokeach, that's fine. Does he also have to be ma'aser when he gives to an ani? Yes or no?
I would have thought yes ever.
I don't know what you would have thought. What does the Mishnah say?
Yes.
Always? It says you can give to mine. You don't have to take it off. Right? So Rabbi Yonah said that means you don't have to take it off the Chaverim. It's special dispensation when you're giving out Aniyim to Chaverim. So if it says over here you have to be Modiyahim, the only one that's meaningful to be Modiyah is a Chok. So it works out very well. I'll die to the Rabbi Yonah. But Rabbi Yossi learns, Machinos Aniyim Demai is referring to Aniyim Ama Arat. So what do you mean you have to let him know? What's the point of letting him know? Apilu Modiyom, Ma Moil. What good is it to let him know? The point is he's an Amaret, he's going to assume that the Demai is okay. No, gosh, I mean, that's Mitzvah Yachadshu Mitzvah. I mean, just because the guy wasn't the Kabo Kabe root in front of people means that he's certainly not going to make the Demai. Maybe he wants to make the Demai. The thing is, it's not you don't have a responsibility to be a Bodhiyat Amaret if they're eating Demai. What you're saying is if they want to take care of it, it's their business, not my business. But you certainly have to let them know. You can't say that prima facie, if a guy is an Amaret, he will never take off the Demai. Why would I think such a thing? So for those that will might not have to go ahead and actually might. Omra Bimara had an Omra. So that implies, says Rabbi Mana, Rabbi Mana is the son of Rabbi Yonah. Right? And so it means that he now is also saying, we're talking about Aniyei Chaverim, and you're telling me I have to let him know. Right? So the question that you have to consider is, if you have to let him know, what really does this have to do with the mind? If I'm letting him know and I'm relying on him to take off, and I can rely on him to take off, why can't I give him Vade also? I mean, you're telling me, let me rely on that, because we want to make it easier to get to that. Huh? Right? So you're telling me it's docket in terms of the mind, and otherwise it's looked at as if I'm giving out, taking care of my needs by giving out my. Right? That's what you're saying. So if that's the case, Elon Diavo did the takeaway. People that go ahead and are giving out the matonis to Aniyim, as opposed to the public, we're talking about Bethlehem, as opposed to the Gabbayim, the Beit HaKnesset, and so on and so forth. So the case over there would be that person is giving to an Ani in his home, it's also okay, but it's also retained law from anything that is not also because of the Maya of the Takona, because even if you rely on them, so it's also retained midvei shmiyat, because in the same way, why can't you give him vada? Because we look at it as being for Yehovah. If you're giving him midvei shmiyat, and it's a lot, just eat at the Kiddush HaShmiyat, you take care of the beer and so on, and so then you're for Yehovah midvei shmiyat. And you're telling me wherever it's not a kulin shebe d'maya, I can't do it. So there's no kulin by shmiyat. So how did it tell me? Echad shmiyat, echad ma'aseh sheni, ein nifroim miham milva v'chov. You cannot use, same way you can't use your ma'aseh sheni to pay up an ani, you can't use your shmiyat to pay up an ani. And you can't use it, same way you can't use it to pay up any kind of halva, any kind of debt that you owe. You can't go into a company and say, oh, I owe you $10,000. Here's $10,000 worth of ma'aseh sheni. So, and also miham shushboniyot, you can't use it as shushbinos, you'll send it to your kala, and be late to your, that's like a chol. It's expected that you're going to give the gift. You can't say, it's only a gift. It's a gift that you know darn well you're going to have to pay. If you're not going to pay with this, you're going to have to pay with something else. What are you going to say, I don't give gifts? Ve'in mishalmim miham tashlumim, you can't use them as a paid back, even if it's a gift. But it's a paid back gift. A guy gave you something. Oh. A guy gives you a gift. So, yeah, it's a gift. But it's a payback gift. We'll discuss it tomorrow. Gifts are exchanged. Exchange is a gift. Well, we know. For your birthday, I give you a gift. For my birthday, you give me a gift. So, they're going to say, but it's probably a gift. But it's a gift that you have to give. It's like the same thing as Shushpinu. So you can't be Rishon for Shlumim. The aim postinim to Zakalanim. That they admit that you can't go ahead and donate the money as a great donation. I'm using money to pay up your donation. Avam mishalmim lehem davar shel gemilut chasadim. However, if it's really gemilut chasadim, it's not a payment for
anything. You just want to help a guy out. He's not an honey. You don't owe him any gifts. I said, by the way, I have extra things. I have some shmita. You just know, take care of it yourself. Or take off the mitzvah sheni. You handle the problem. That you can do. As long as you're mudiyim. Just start low deal. You have to let him know that he has the responsibility to handle it correctly. Now, Tamanta Mina, for El She'ino Ma'amin Labalabayat, later on we're going to see that in a case where a worker doesn't believe the Balabayat that he actually took off Meiser, so the Po'el has to go and be mafrish something for himself, okay, now, we had an arm Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel went ahead, this is going to pass in a minute, Rabbi Gamliel went ahead and gave his parlim l'chatchila to Mai, right? And this, by the way, this is another one of those lifted sugyas that we're calling Haka Hakan and Hasam Haka. So the Haka at Omar Balabait Mafrish. So in other words, we're really saying it. If it was okay for him to feed his parlim, and you're saying in that mission you say, if he doesn't trust the Balabait, what do you mean he doesn't trust the Balabait? Rabbi Gamliel was the Balabait, and he didn't expect to be trusted. He gave him the mind. You said he gave him the mind. So in other words, he wasn't even expected to take care of it. So what is that supposed to mean about he doesn't trust the Balabait? Mashma, that it was taka usher for the Balabait to give it without taking off Meiser, except that this poor doesn't really trust his Balabait. So how do you understand the Meiser over here with Rabbi Gamliel? Omer Rabbi Yonah, no, Taman b'mashi lo mi'aminuyim. One is talking about when he invites him into the house. He's feeding him together with his family. Over there, there's no problem of priyat chol. So therefore, I'm not giving him what I owe him. Over there, I am giving him what I owe him. This is part of the deal. You're working in the barn. I'm going to pay him. I'm going to give you food over there. Rabbi Zureka from Shimon Bar Avot. You can't pay up. You can't pay up the poor.
Even with family,
with
the
union
man,
yeah. Well, we used to have a where everybody did. The union from a common clerk in the West, you know, cowboys come out and.
So
he doesn't have to make it. There he doesn't have to make it.
That's not
Priyat Kol. In the case of the Yavuz, it's Priyat Kol. So there the Kol who doesn't trust him. Does he miser it? Or maybe he's trying to use... No, he doesn't believe him. He's an Amoris. He doesn't trust him. The Kol doesn't trust him.
He wasn't Mavia.
On the contrary, he's a firm guy. He's not going to pay his problem with Meister. But nonetheless, it says the Kol doesn't believe him, so let it be Mafri something, at least to be Yoshin. We'll see you later on.
What's he being Yoshin?
The guy who's eating doesn't want to eat the mine.
But he got it from
Rabbi Gamliel and so. No, he didn't get it from Rabbi. He got it from some guy that he doesn't trust. From Gamliel he trusts. So now, Rabbi Zreika, the Shema Barbo, the Shema Rabbi Yochanan, Rofei Chaver, Shayam Achim Lecholei Ham Haaret. And suppose this guy is a doctor, right? So now, in what it is that he's giving the guy, Notain Latof Yado, and he's giving, he doesn't have his own food, and he's taking out from the hospital kitchen. And he's giving this guy, the hospital has demai in it, and they're on the RS and so on. So notain latof yado, they know the notain latof peace. Because he's taking demai, he can't actually feed the kola demai. On the other hand, he's not responsible to see to it, as a doctor, that everything that the guy is eating is kosher. So as long as he's not machal and mamish via guy, sticking it to his mouth, he can give it into his hand. Avo bivadai, if he knows that it's trace, And it's mamish usher without the tachan of demai. So then afilu l'toch yadoh, so then he can't even give it into his hand. It's just like giving him parfis. In the case, obviously, it's not talking about where, you know, the coal is going to die if he doesn't eat this. And over there, he doesn't have responsibility, not because he's a chogger. His responsibility, like any Jewish responsibility, not to feed parfis to a person. But demai is not parfis. So the question of the fear of you to take care of the other guy, that is a chumrah of demai. We weren't mocked on this case. It's worse than that. It's a din of arpa. That's the mocked of the adayim is already worse than that. Worse than listening. If the guy wants to, then it becomes a misayyeh every day or every day or all the other misayyeh, but it's limited to very special cases, which Shrey Abi and I are on the phone. Huh? At least that would make it mean something. Now this is always where he's taking it, Michel Cholet, Michel Rofe, Asur. If he himself bought it, so if he's taken from the hospital or from the guy's own house, so fine, I mean, it's not his business, but he as a doctor can't feed him when he bought the stuff for himself and now give it to him. For there he's responsible for demai, even from the Sino Nosotiyoto, like any other chaser, who cannot be mosi something mitachatiyoto without it being mitukah. Now all of this is talking about the Yisrael. But if you're talking about a ben Noah, he afilu bevadai mutter. Again, not where it's his own, because there he's even Perea Chobo, so to speak, and he's taking credit for the... But if it's not Perea Chobo, then I don't have responsibility, obviously, to prevent the guy from eating, even though he's eating something that really should have been Mishukan for the Sheva Kani and the Sheva Aniyah. But that's not my problem. If it's Mishal Rofe, then even in that case, it would be Asur. If it's Abram and Achai, and they're the guy, of course, is responsible for Abram and Achai, so then I have a problem being Mishayel or Abera, or of being Masha, someone with Mehiva, and then I'll give him Mishal Cholel, so Shalom Yavo, Lidei Takala. We want to make sure that not Masha, of course, even an Akron, is Asur. Okay, I think we can... Thank you.